The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris was in Dubai this week to discuss ongoing efforts in tackling the international drug crime. He revealed that Daniel Kinahan has been under increased pressure since his celebrity status as a boxing promoter has come to an end. I'm joined now live from Dubai by security and crime editor with the Irish Times, Conor Lally. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, there was an official function going on, a conference at which Drew Harris was attending.
Well, Drew Harris came over here for, I suppose, two reasons, Pat. The World Police Summit has been on here for the last 3 or 4 days. So he addressed delegates there yesterday morning. And that was when he made his remarks about the Kinahan crime cartel. And then he also met the chief of Dubai police here yesterday afternoon. Now, that's the second time that they've had a meeting. Drew Harris came over to Dubai as well last September. And then we had police officers from Dubai over in Ireland last October. So I suppose his trip here is just part of ongoing efforts between the authorities in Ireland and the authorities in Dubai, we hope, to build closer cooperation going forward. Obviously, the key people at the moment on the radar for the Gardaí are the Kinahan crime cartel. But Drew Harris was at pains to point out that Dubai is a very strategically important region now for economic reasons, commercial reasons. And he said because of that, it was going to be important on the criminal justice landscape for years to come, and that we needed to build relations with Dubai now, and that's what he's about. Mm.
Now, presumably the Kinahans keep their noses clean in Dubai, so they're not guilty of any visible crimes there, and therefore are free to move around Dubai as they wish. But it's up to other countries to seek their extradition for crimes committed in their jurisdictions.
Yeah, I mean, they could be charged with transnational crimes as well, Pat. You know, moving drugs over international borders, moving cash from the proceeds of drug deals over international borders as well. So there's a variety of crimes that they could be charged with. And really, I suppose the extradition issue has been on the radar for us for quite some time. But that will really only arise when there are criminal charges approved for them. And that would probably take place in either the US or Ireland. And really, the investigation into the cartel isn't at that point yet. So I suppose what the Gardaí are looking for is they're looking for assistance from the Dubai police in, you know, placing the Kinahans under surveillance here, keeping tabs on them so we know where they are all the time. And that hasn't always been the case for international law and enforcement. So it's to keep an eye on them, to gather intelligence on them, to know what they're doing, as often as we can. And then I suppose when the time comes, if we get a case to the point where criminal charges are approved, as I say, probably either in Ireland or in the US, would the UAE authorities then agree to extradite them back to Ireland or America? There's no extradition agreement between the UAE and any EU member state, but extraditions can happen on an individual basis.
Yeah. Now, it's almost embarrassing for Ireland to admit that we allowed a cottage industry of the Kinahans selling small amounts of drugs to grow into one of the biggest drug operations in the world. I mean, you think of Ryanair, a couple of BAC 111s, that's all Ryanair had at the beginning, and look at them now, and we trumpet that loudly. We should not be as proud of the Kinahans and their global enterprise, but that's what happened. They grew from a tiny acorn into a large oak tree.
That's exactly what happened. And I think the comparison with Ryanair is very apt, because if you look at what the Kinahan cartel did, Christy Kinahan Sr. Was caught with drugs back in the 80s back home in Ireland. He was jailed. He also went to prison then for a time in the late 90s for check fraud. After he got out of prison around the year 2000, he then took himself off to Spain. And if we think back, Pat, that was really when the Celtic Tiger was starting to build up speed. And Christy Kinahan essentially took himself off to Spain. He was out of sight, out of mind from the Irish authority there. He really set about sourcing large quantities of cocaine from Spain, and he was sending them back to places like Ireland and the UK. And the market here for cocaine was really taking off because the country was so prosperous. So the drugs trade really, you know, boomed at that time, and the timing for him was absolutely perfect. And really, within 5 years, they were a major international cartel based in Spain, and they've just continued to grow ever since. They then upped sticks and fled to Dubai, you know, really less than 10 years ago, and they've, you know, created themselves here as well. Daniel Kinahan has been named by US law enforcement as a key leader of the European super cartel, along with other leading criminals from places like the Netherlands, Italy, various places like that. So he is really a key player here in that super cartel, and that cartel controls about one third of the flow of cocaine into Europe. So these are some of the biggest criminal organisations in the world, effectively, and we have an Irishman at the apex of it.
Yeah, he's around the table with the other kingpins. What impact has the placing of Kinahan's on the USA's most wanted list and significant rewards, not, by the way, in Kinahan terms, a few million dollars, you know, doesn't impress them very much, but it certainly people lower down might do the business in exchange for $5 or $6 million. So what impact has that kind of sanction and threat had on the Kinahan operation?
Well, I asked Drew Harris that in Dubai yesterday. Now, essentially what he said was, he said the US sanctions obviously locked the Kinahans out of US banking, commerce. It basically bans them dealing with any U.S. citizens or any U.S. companies. And this is really the thing that has brought Daniel Kinahan's involvement, certainly his, you know, out in the open involvement in pro boxing to an end, because no U.S., you know, promoters, TV channels and so on can obviously trade with him. So that's come to an end. But interestingly, the U.S. sanctions don't really have any impact on their drugs trafficking, because that's obviously black economy, and they can continue doing that. And they have been continuing with that trade. And Drew Harris said that they're still they're still trafficking drugs all over Europe. They're still importing drugs into the Irish market and through the Irish market, intended for other places, including the UK. So the drug trafficking continues. But what Drew Harris did say was that it's much harder for them now to, you know, conceal their money, particularly to transfer it across border and to put it into vehicles where they can launder it and where they can grow it. And really the theory was that Daniel Kinahan was involved in pro boxing for that very purpose. So Drew Harris basically says we have to find out what the next big thing after pro boxing is. Where are they going to go? What vehicle are they going to use? And also, who are the people that are transferring cash for them and helping them to hide their money? And that's really what they're looking for, help from the Dubai police on that particular issue, to try and get a handle on what the Kinahans are doing right now in terms of their money.
Conor Lally, Security and Crime Editor for the Irish Times, talking to us from Dubai. Conor, thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.